Okay, so I was Googling something right before I called you to no avail. So I just wanted
Okay,
to
well, I mean,
like.
I do like to know that before we ever connect, you're doing your research to prep to speak with me, you know?
Well, it's actually not directly, it was just kind of something I was thinking about, and then it happened to be
I
like
just wanted, that
perfect.
was for me. That was
That's
for
fine.
me.
That's what I mean. Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, so I
Okay.
wanted to pose this question to listeners, kind of call out to the void. And if anyone has experienced this, or like if you know something about it, maybe get at us because I couldn't find any information. So,
Okay.
rolling off the heels of last week's religious trauma fupdate,
So much trauma on the fup date. So much. Like lots of
and
trauma to
we're
be
all
fup dated.
healing.
Everyone's healing still.
I am having some feelings now about how like religious motivations kind of mingling in education, especially during the Bush years, might have perhaps like affected some of us who were in school at that time, like beyond just sex ed and evolution. Like those are the obvious ones.
Sure, yeah.
But what I mean is, and I want to ask you if you had this experience because we did end up going to different high schools,
Right,
but
right.
like many of the upper middle class Christian teens in my high school, I
Okay.
also skipped earth science because I was like advanced track.
Oh,
And
so they sent you like straight to biology or
you go,
something?
yeah, you go straight to biology and you don't ever take earth science. Like, there's not like a quarter of it that you do in biology to make up for it. Like, it's just nothing. So, did you take earth science in high school?
I didn't take a class that was specifically earth science. I took this class like freshman year of high school that they called like scientific methods or something that basically was like a dabbling of all of the sciences, but mostly I feel like it was math. It was like the math of chemistry and the periodic table and like the math of physics and like,
That
you
sounds
know,
horrible.
yeah, it honestly was not a
Actually
fun
horrible.
class. But no, so I did bio, then I did chemistry. I
And then
must
I
have
didn't
done.
take another one after. Oh, I took physics, and then that was a
I'm
wrap.
trying to remember. I'm like, I had to have taken a science my senior year,
I
right? But now
didn't.
I'm like, did I? I don't think I did. I think I took AP Bio and AP Chem, and that was, or not AP honors shit. I did not take APs in science, dear Lord.
No, we didn't do that at this non-scientific podcast.
No, we don't. On this podcast that many of our reviewers have deemed scientific, none of us took earth science is what we're deducing here.
Yeah, so I didn't take an extra science either, extra. But
Extra
I
L. Doesn't that seem weird to only have taken 3 years of science? I don't know why that seems weird, but that must have been what I did.
Well, I mean, it's just kind of says maybe like what's valued. I don't know. But I
Yeah.
guess like it's
Huh.
important to, not to derail, but it like maybe is more important for everyone to have like high school English skills than it is to have like high school physics skills, like just
Well,
for
that's
like
true. I
your
think you could
constant
take it in
life.
college or you could opt into it. I think that's like what people did. And you know what I opted into? Fucking art history. I was not about to take physics. Okay.
I also opted for multiple art bells. Anyway, my point is, I have been wondering if there are indeed a lot of other people who didn't take earth science, or if it was like not like a heavy requirement in the curriculum, at
We
least
did
like in
that in
our state.
middle school. At
Just
least,
for
like,
a
I feel like
little. We learned like about batholith and then maybe earthquakes.
I feel like all of 8th grade, 7th grade science like was earth science stuff because it was like volcanoes and it was like weather and it was like, you know, because that's when we watched the movie Twister, like it was educational.
We did do that. That's true.
Which God bless, coming for you, Jodie Foster, beautiful woman.
Isn't that Helen Hunt?
Oh yeah, I don't know why I said Jodie Foster, but
They
Jodie
have a
Foster and
similar
Helen Hunt,
structure.
they look alike to me, but I know that Helen Hunt is in the movie Twister. Don't come for me, people. Helen Hunt's hot. Anyway, I'm not here
Yeah,
to
but
talk about
so
Jodie and
we did
Helen.
get some. We did get some. But I've
Yeah,
just
but
like
maybe that's how the curriculum is written in Ohio, that you do it in like middle school and it's not a high school thing.
That could be. But regardless, I'm wondering if this lack of emphasis on it has anything to do with like people now being like more susceptible to like flat earth stuff and
Oh,
things where
okay.
we kind of like misapply earth science. Like when we looked at the moon landing during space camp, there was a lot of like common sense kind of science that was applied. But then, like, if you
Right.
worked out the math of it, like, or read a really long article, you could see why the math worked to get through the Van Allen belt. But like common sense would tell us, like, you can't get a rocket through there. So I don't know. I've just been having some feelings about like potentially
that's very
holes
interesting.
In my education and
yeah,
others.
I don't know. That is interesting. I wonder, hey, listen, sweet listeners, I don't know if you took Earth-ish science in high school. I guess we want to know about it.
We do. I do want to know about it. And if you have any like weird flat earth, sorry, I didn't mean to say weird, flat earth feelings now. And I will say, this is the last thing I'll share, is that when I was Googling it, all that I could find was that the proposed NASA budget for 2020 was, and I don't know if it went through, I know at least part of it did, was $19.1 billion, but that they significantly cut, they cut $167 million worth of funding for the Earth Science Education Program and reallocated that to space exploration. And so programs and projects are being canceled at public universities and grade schools. And so I just thought that was an interesting, I don't know how much that affects like education curriculum, but I think that culturally it's interesting to like not value earth science anymore.
I think we value just about everything more than we value education, but without education you don't have any of it. Also, welcome to Why Are You Like This.
Welcome.
Speculating wildly. Sure. A sex manual, you know, from the 17th century.
And remember, the greatest myth about the moon is that America went there in Apollo 11. Good night. Good night.
Oh, yeah, I would slice my hand open for moisturizer.
Well, we've brought it back to blood magic somehow.
It's franchising our platform. We're franchising it, okay?
They're going to break your legs and feed you to the sharks.
No, fuck Barnes & Noble. I never cared about them. I'd throw hands at Dan Brown, okay?
The handsome snakes with wings fucked the women all night. Nobody ever talks about that passage.
Welcome to Why Are You Like This, the weekly podcast where we dissect some part of our culture, human behavior, what's wrong with the Bush era. Not all of it, just some of it at a time.
Purity culture, you know, we and can't stuff, earth
listen,
science.
Y'all, we only have so much time. Just in order to determine why people are the way that they are. That is Jamie Ryan reflecting upon her high school science days in Los Angeles.
And that is Austin Williams remembering more from eighth grade than I do in Chicago.
I guess it's, was that eighth grade? That's what I can't remember, that it was eighth grade or seventh grade.
It was, because I remember what room it was in and that people used to throw things out of the two-story window so that they could ask to go get them down.
Oh, yeah, we did do, people would do that. People would be like, I'm sorry, I just dropped my pencil out the window. Can I go get it?
It's very clever. And that. One person in particular, I think you might listen and you know who you are. Anyway.
You're somebody who was like, I'm sorry, I just threw my pencil out the window. You mind if I get that?
Can I go get those? Would you like me to go get those for you?
I just dropped a textbook and my pencil back out the window. Can I go retrieve them? Man, see, you remembered the fun stuff. I was like, well, I remember studying volcanoes and watching my girl Helen Hunt and Twister. And you're like, I remember people throwing shit out the window. I had forgotten about that.
And
that
I remember going to Science Olympiad for extra credit and then getting my lunch privileges taken away for like 3 months because of a bus incident. And
what did you do on the bus?
I didn't do anything. I will bleep this, but and we're rolling like gobstoppers and tennis balls and all the different round things that were from our Science Olympiad projects up and down the bus aisle. And something got stuck under the gas pedal of the bus when we were on the highway. And then they also were whipping things out of the window trying to hit cars. So that's really not
great. How did you get it? How did you get
it? I was sitting with them and I was also racing a gobstopper up and down the aisle, but like.
And maybe laughing a little bit about the chaos.
It was a guilty by association situation.
I'm sorry for you.
Yeah, but I'm not here to talk about Science Olympiad in middle school.
You're not? Guys, I wish we were just going to rehash our middle school days and talk about Science Olympiad on this podcast. I don't know if I do, but Maybe.
No.
Who's to say?
Okay. So today's topic, Austin doesn't know. You know if you've selected this episode.
I actually don't know. You know because you, yeah, you looked at the episode and read this. I don't know what we're about to talk about, but I heard it's a ride and I'm excited.
We are finally going to do Hollow Earth.
Oh, shut the fuck up. I'm hyped about this.
It is a staple of science fiction storytelling as well as a popular conspiracy theory. And let me tell you, it is... it's a web. Like, you can really attach Hollow Earth theory to, like, almost any other conspiracy theory. So we'll bump into quite a bit of overlap.
I mean, it's definitely... Hollow Earth has been brought up into throwback to Space Camp Cadets, but it's been brought up in, like, alien stuff because people like, the Earth is hollow and it's where the aliens are coming from.
Our alien makers live inside the Earth.
Yeah, or, like, we are aliens from inside the center of the Earth, which is now hollow. Like, it's been a part of it. Wow. Wow, I'm excited.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. So tonight, whenever, we're going to do like a sort of a cultural overview. I just want you to know what you're getting into. There is not a ton of science today in this because there's not a ton of science.
Because we didn't take earth science. That's why it's not in here. We can't tell you what we don't know.
But also like even there's like even less science involved in this conspiracy theory than the like very light science we touched on in the moon landing conspiracy. Like this is very much like based in fantasy. So,
I mean, that makes me excited.
Yeah, I think it's fun. So we will explore some Hollow Earth theories and history. We will spend some time with a man named Rodney Cliff, who is a modern famed Hollow Earther. We will look at an incredible website together, and I encourage you to do that as well. And we'll also be able to connect this to other theories we've talked about. And as usual, we will touch briefly on anti-Semitism. So
why does every crackpot theory,
it all comes back to it. Yeah.
Why is just because people hate Jewish people? Like, how does this happen?
It's really, really astounding. But before we get really into it, you've said a little bit. Is there anything else you'd like to share that you know going into this about Hollow Earth theories?
I mean, I know what like the thought of like the Earth being hollow is, and I guess I know about how it relates to the alien stuff. But I don't know, like, any kind of real origin or who kind of decided this was a thing first. Sure. I guess I've just heard it tethered to the alien stuff and know that it's a thing. But, yeah, I don't know much. I'm excited to hopefully ask a lot of questions, some of which you may know the answer to and some of which you may not. But
yeah.
I'm going to try. So.
And so how open are you to the idea that the Earth could be partially hollow?
How open to the idea? I mean, I don't think very. Like, I guess I say that, and the only thing maybe is this again goes back to my lack of earth science education, for which we are blaming Laura Bush specifically. You know, listen.
Thank you.
So, I mean, I know, like, the layers that they tell us about. I remember learning, like, the layers
the mantle
of, like, dirt
and, the core,
and rock or whatever. Yeah,
the nickel,
but,
the
like,
swirling. Yeah.
I mean, I do have some questions about that. I guess maybe this is how people could get to the hollow stuff. Because I'm like, how do we know what's at the Earth's core? No one dug a hole all
the
way through
the Earth. We have never drilled. They tried to drill through the Earth's crust, which is, I believe, 80 miles deep, I learned this week. And when they were getting like beyond halfway through the crust, but before the crust ended, the tools would fail repeatedly because it got too hot.
I was going to say, don't they say that the core is like really hot?
It's molten. Yeah. Theoretically, I believe it's molten nickel.
I mean, that is weird. Like, that seems... And also, how do we know that it's nickel? How do they know that?
Through like what is that called? Seismograph readings? What is it? Seismology,
okay,
like the study of like earthquakes, waves. They like send waves down into the earth and measure things. But
okay,
like,
I mean, all right.
You know, no one has
Look
ever
at
been
me
there,
coming
though.
In like a skeptic. I'm I like,
love
how
that
do we
you
know
are.
Any of this stuff they say about the earth. I guess I'm just, I would say I could have like the tiniest sliver of openness, just not because I really, any part of me thinks the earth is hollow. I just am like, so naive to like understanding what the earth is.
Me too. I feel like 50% open to this because also like theories change.
I haven't thought about
the
layers of the earth probably since we were throwing things out of the window in eighth grade.
Exactly. And putting eggs in vinegar in your garage. So
God bless.
First, pop culture references. Just wanted to run through these briefly because I do feel like Hollow Earth has been like a little more like on the forefront lately. A movie that I didn't see but recently came out is Godzilla versus Kong. And I learned
a lot of people had a lot of feelings about that film. Mm-hmm.
I don't know any of them except that Hollow Earth is absolutely referenced, like the large creatures, Godzilla, Kong, and some other giant things live inside the earth. It's also like used as a plot point. So Godzilla is able to travel very quickly, like continent to continent across the earth in a way that like you wouldn't be able to do on the earth. And the plot point is that like he's able to travel through like the hollow tunnels inside the earth, which is where he or they are from. I don't feel like it's she.
No, I don't feel like it's she either. Come on. He or they.
He or they. And the origin of this idea, where did it come from originally? And we will touch on this more in depth later, but was from the scientist Edmund Halley of Halley's Comet fame. Came up with a Hollow Earth model for the very first time. And then later...
I just like to jump in here really quick and say I didn't know it was Halley's Comet. I thought it was Hades, like the underworld comet.
I love until that just so now. Much. No, and it's spelled Halley's, H-A-L-L-E-Y. But yeah, so that guy, Hades, came up with the first model. And then...
Our Dark Lord, go on.
And then...
Lord of the Underworld.
His ideas were adopted by Jules Verne in Journey to the Center of the Earth, which is probably like how I know about Hollow Earth, like originally as a child was watching.
Okay, yeah, that is very much like a pop culture phenomenon, Journey to the Center of the Earth. Mm-hmm. Sure.
And there's that one. A Brendan Fraser movie from like the mid thousands that's just okay.
I mean, God bless Brendan Fraser. What happened to that career?
He's honestly always in a cave with a torch. Chased by huge
things.
In The
Mummy, in this. Yeah, I'm happy for him.
George of the Jungle, wherever. He didn't have fire.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, so that was in...
He didn't have fire as George. No.
In 1864 was when the first copy of Journey of to the Center of the Earth came out.
Okay.
And if you're not familiar with that book, a professor discovers a world beneath the earth after he breaks a runic cryptogram. There's like a little puzzle that he solves and he can get inside the earth where he finds an entirely new world filled with prehistoric creatures, oceans, anti-gravity wells that can help you travel across the world in mere hours, which is how Godzilla gets around. And so that's from Jules Verne in the mid-1800s.
Okay, Jules.
But 100 years earlier, in 1741, Niels Klim released the novel Underground Travels. And that's kind of like a Land of the Lost style story where like people fall into the earth and discover that there's like a land with dinosaurs and like it's really lush in there and stuff. And also Land of the Lost is like a weird Hollow Earth thing. Do you remember that show?
Wait. What was that show?
It was like, it was on when we were kids, and the opening, like with the credits, was always like this family driving in a car. I feel like it was just a dad and kids, like driving in a car. And like in the desert, and there's an earthquake, and the ground opens up, and the car falls into it. And then for every episode of the show, they're in the Land of the Lost. So like the family is living in like a prehistoric land inside the earth. So that is also kind of like a Hollow Earth show.
Yeah, I feel like I don't totally remember that, but it's like on the tip of my memory sphere somewhere. Damn.
It was around like the dinosaurs era, that I'm the baby. Like, I don't know why we were all like, well, it was dinosaur time. That's why Jurassic Park was flourishing.
Wow.
Anyway, so pop culturally, that's kind of what we're working with. And then, of course, there have been like continued iterations lately. I feel like I have heard about Hollow Earth a lot in the last 5 years in association with like lizard people stuff and QAnon bullshit. And so like, I feel like...
Yeah, I've definitely heard it with the lizard people and ancient alien kind of energy for sure.
Yes, ancient alien stuff. So I feel like we're pivoting away from like so much of it in fiction. And now we're like, let's apply this to science and see. Anyway.
I'm curious what this has to do with QAnon though. So like, go off.
Well, we won't like get to QAnon tonight. Sorry to disappoint. But this theory is like so, you can do anything with it. So like people really over apply Hollow Earth to like other theories, like in lizard people, how they live inside the earth and that's part of it. Also, like some people think that there's like a Nazi settlement inside of the earth. And so like you can use it to that. Yeah, you can also like make it work for like simulation theory. It works for everything. So it's a one size fits all theory.
That's nuts. I'm just going to go ahead and say it, but go on.
Mm-hmm. It is. So now I would like to pivot us to an Atlas Obscura article titled The Hollow Earth is Filled with Giants, Germans, and a Little Sun, from 2015 by Eric Grundhauser. And I do feel like 2015 is when this was popping up again, like outside of science fiction.
Okay. Yes.
So Eric tells us that from time immemorial, people have believed that there is another world lying just beneath the surface of our planet. To a number of cultures, it is a dark place filled with the souls of the dead, but most of these early beliefs were metaphorical or mythological in origin. Like how we don't necessarily, even if you are a Christian person who believes in hell, you might not believe that hell is like literally inside of the earth.
Or you not, or might you, not might. You could be like believing in evil, but you might not think that like there is a true Satan who's like a hoofed little red man
living in that liquid nickel at the center. Yeah, you might not think that. He tells
liquid
us that
liquid nickel. Wait, can I tell you though? I never thought about hell being like inside the earth. Is that a thing people think?
It's in cartoons, and I think that, like, there's a few Bible passages that imply that. I remember thinking that as a kid, or, like, knowing that that was, like, the archetype of hell, in the way that, like, the archetype of heaven is that it's in the sky.
Yeah, I guess I always just imagined, like, the underworld is not part of, like, the earth itself.
I always thought of it as a sort of different plane in, like, a Stranger Things way.
Yes.
That made more sense to me. Yeah.
Big agree.
So speaking of the nickel, modern science holds that, and this is what I didn't remember from Earth science, that the Earth is an unbroken series of layers, crusts, and liquid magma surrounding a dense, hot core made primarily of iron and nickel. But not everyone is convinced.
Okay. Clearly not everyone is convinced.
In the 17th century, some of the leading scientific minds of the time came up with a new theory that the planet is actually hollow. And this idea has proved incredibly durable, to my point.
I love that we've described this theory as durable. I just want to describe more things as durable. Go on.
Me too. And it has lasted until now. Like this bullshit that was like scientists were dabbling in it in the 1700s and 1800s, like we're now being like, no, this is still real, even though science says no. Anyway. Then we're going to enter Rodney Clough, who I mentioned up top. Rodney is the author of World Top Secret, Our Earth is Hollow. Is all caps.
Oh, shit.
Rodney tells us, my conception of the hollow earth, based on my research, is that the shell of the earth is about 800 miles thick from the outside to the inner surface. Half the planet is taken up by surface weight. Then there's empty space. Then, suspended in the center of that hollow, is an interior sun that is divided by day and night sides. The other part of the hollow earth theory is that near the north and south pole are substantial openings that lead to the interior.
Interesting. Substantial openings. Okay. Yes,
and we will get into those openings shortly.
Yeah, I'm specifically interested in that detail. Like, and I'm like, is this like a through a toilet at Coney Island or okay?
Well, that yeah. And do you remember just another pop culture reference? I don't know if you saw this terrible movie, but Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End,
I did not see this one. Sorry to you Pirates fans, but I saw the first one and then I was like, I'm good. Yeah. I'm fine.
Yeah. They kept making them. Anyway, they like go into the Arctic and they're trying to like get to this like secret place. And it is like hollow earth adjacent, because like they're going through the Arctic and then like all of a sudden like everything flips upside down, like when they get to like kind of the Bermuda Triangle-y spot that they're trying to find, and then they're like in this totally other world, and then they like keep paddling and they're somewhere else. Anyway, I didn't clock that at the time as a North and South Pole like opening portal situation, but it was. So Hollow Earth obviously sounds like science fiction and is often presented
100%, as such. 100% it sounds like science fiction. Like, yes.
But previously, like before NASA and like us leaving the Earth and like having more instruments, you know, before all of that.
Yeah, before those instruments. Those instruments that can be clogged with semen. Go on. Absolutely. The fluids and the instruments.
Before those, this did seem somewhat logical. And like people who were of highly scientific minds were toying with this idea. So back to Edmund Halley of Halley's Comet fame. He was an astronomer. He was a learned man. And in 1692, which is quite some time ago, so like he was working with a different model of the Earth and different tools, he proposed he proposed hollow Earth theory as a way of explaining anomalous compass readings. So like when the compass reading doesn't match up to like what you know of like the poles and gravity or whatever. And Halley's theory,
that's interesting,
isn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So Halley's theory is that the planet is a series of nested spherical shells spinning in different directions all around a central core. And there's like some pretty dope drawings of this actually that would make like some good bathroom wall art, I think.
Okay, I'm open to it.
In his estimation, based on the readings of the magnetic field and what he knew of the gravitational pull of the sun and the moon on the Earth, this model could account for any inaccuracies he found in his readings of the magnetic fields of our planet. He also posited that the space between each shell inside the Earth may have had luminous atmospheres capable of supporting life. So that's really wild to think about. Like, so his theory, rather than like,
I was
like,
going
to
ask when he talked about the shells, I was like, does he think there are other like life forms on these shells? That's interesting.
Almost like it's like a jawbreaker of the Earth. And there's maybe,
I was
like,
thinking about those little Russian nesting dolls.
Yes. And like in between, on the surface of like each doll underneath, that it's like warm and like bright from, I guess, the hot nickel at the center. And shit can live, according to him.
Huh. Fascinating.
It is fascinating. And, you know, we've never drilled down. That hole I was talking about that they couldn't drill through the crust, they drilled that shit for 20 years.
Wow.
I know.
Some people who started that project died, you know, probably before it was over.
Yeah. Rip those engineers. So
I don't know. I'm like interested in that. I like want to dig a hole. I don't know. Is that weird?
No, I also want to dig a hole. There's like a hole for dark matter also that CERN is making. We'll cover that in another time. Yeah.
Oh, another time. That's a teaser for you listeners. Okay.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So this idea like grew and gained traction over the next couple of centuries. But it mostly like when people talked about it after this like 16th century original talk, people would like forget the part about like the multiple shells because it's like kind of clunky and like maybe not as interesting as if it was like a whole open cavern. So people started focusing on the idea that there's something closer to like a giant hollow space inside the Earth filled with enormous creatures and plants, kind of prehistoric style, and maybe even some people or something close to people. So never mind that the multiple shells theory was created to account for electromagnetic and gravity information.
Right.
I guess we don't need that bit anymore. So I felt like there was a shred of credibility.
Different explanation for that. I just think it's interesting for something so nominal. They were like, well, it's probably we just need to question our understanding of the Earth. I'm like, huh, okay, all right.
Yeah. And I don't have a strong enough earth science foundation to really look at this critically.
And whose fault is that?
Partially Bush's. Mine, but most definitely the Bush-Cheney regime. Okay. On to 1818.
Specifically Laura.
Laura. So, little hometown cameo moment. In 18...
Oh, you know I love them.
1818, John Cleves Sims Jr., of like Sims Township naming.
Oh, hello to our fellow Ohioans, little Cincinnites.
He published like a diagram and some literature called Circular Number One, declaring that the earth is hollow. And Sims was...
That seems like a bold claim. Go off.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Sims was a veteran...
Isn't we named a township after him? This seems wrong.
I know. Sims was a veteran of the War of 1812. And I'm just going to say we didn't understand post-traumatic stress at that time. But
well, that's something to note.
And he was also an unsuccessful trader, which I... Hey, not my words.
So we didn't say it. Someone else did.
But he is one of the most famous... proponents of hollow earth theory, and his initial vision of the earth's interior was kind of like a simplified version of Halley's multi-layered model. And so in Sim's version, he did kind of like the big open cavern that we just talked about, but his big addition was that he included huge holes at the north and south pole, which would allow access to the hidden world inside. And these holes, which were his unique addition to hollow earth theory, would become known as Sims holes. So that's a Sims hole.
Sims got a few holes. okay.
And there is a hollow earth monument in Hamilton, Ohio, if you are from the Cincinnati area, if you want to check it
Interesting.
Out. There's a hollow earth monument to him, and it just looks like a donut on top of like just like a large pedestal.
That's weird, but
it's
okay.
Very weird. It's just, yeah.
That's like one of the weirdest things I've ever heard, that there's a hollow earth monument. Like, that's fucking weird.
I know. It's, yeah.
Shout out to our homeland, okay? God.
So Sims believed that the interior of the earth could not only support life, but that everyone, all beings inside, could really thrive because the interior earth would be, quote, stocked with thrifty vegetables and animals, if not men. Sims believes.
Okay, I just want to know how we get to like it's hollow to like it's stockpiled with things we need. This is where it's the same kind of energy with the aliens of like there's other life out there. Sure, cool. And they're like that is smarter than us and has the tools to solve our problems. I'm like, well, that's an interesting stretch. Okay.
It's when we tiptoe into meaning making that we've really left the scientific model.
I think that's right. I think that's absolutely right.
So Sims believed that this was not science fiction, but science fact, and he applied this theory not only to the Earth, but to all planetary bodies. And so he believed that all the other planets, the moons, all that shit was hollow.
I just want to know, like, what kind of person, and, like, how do you get to this point that, like, you know, someone in some, like, altered state, you know, you smoke a couple joints, you do whatever your life is, and you're like, wouldn't it be weird if like there was nothing in the middle of the earth? And you'd be like, yeah, man, that would be crazy. And then how do you go to being like, so there's nothing in the middle of the earth or in the middle of any planets, and I know this factually. Like, how do we get there?
I
seems
don't
like
know.
A lot of gray space in between. I don't understand the thought process.
Well, barreling right through the skeptics, Sims was eventually able to convince enough people of the possibility of his hollow earth theory that in 1822, he and his supporters
Does this guy just have a lot of charisma?
Congress to vote on funding for his expedition.
I mean, I'm pro, again, I think I'm a little pro, like, digging a hole for science. But
totally.
Like, I'm not pro funding this guy.
Not really. And the grant was shot down, to be fair. But Sims' belief in the inner earth never died. And he would continue to campaign for the theory until his death in 1849. After
which,
the monument
was erected. I love that we're calling this his belief in the inner earth. Let's just live with that. I love that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that too. So now for an alternate theory that emerged shortly after Sims' death, about maybe 40 years later, just before the 1900s.
Okay, I'm listening. Yes.
This is a bizarre offshoot of the traditional hollow earth theory, and it was put forth first by natural healer and eventual cult leader Cyrus Teed, and he called, his theory was that there was a cellular cosmology that would mean that the entire earth, or the entire universe, I'm sorry, is inside of a shell. So like a contained universe. And according to Teed's thinking, we're actually living on the inside of the hollow earth, looking up at the universe, which...
That's very interesting.
Which itself is just an illusion created by a, quote, strange solar mechanism. So,
well, this is where we get into kind of simulation vibes almost to me of like we're living in something that's an illusion. This is very Matrix.
Yeah. Yeah. And he believes that the stars are just reflections of whatever this light mechanism on Earth is reflecting up.
I think that's plausible if you have no scientific knowledge. Like,
that's where I'm at. Back in Aristotle days, like, this is cool theories, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we need to be like cave people for this to be an option. But we have too much power and info now for you to be like, you know what I think is happening? I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah. Yep. So eventually he gained enough traction that a small cult developed around him called the Koreshian Unity after Teed had renamed himself Koresh. So it really took a turn. And
wow. Okay. When people, I just want to say, when anybody who's like an air quotes deemed I'm a thought leader renames themselves, run. Okay.
The Koreshians established an extensive colony in Estero, Florida, right before 1900. However, most of the community disbanded by 1908 after Teed/Koresh's death. So didn't survive without him, but that'd be a fun episode for another time.
Another time. Mm.
I am not so much here for the inside out model personally, but...
Okay, I'm going to need a little bit more information.
I mean, it's just like the thinking that like we're literally inside of an earth.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't even understand how this is considered a theory.
People who believe that currently talk about how like the moon landing is fake also. So this is where this one ties in. If you believe inside out hollow earth theory, then you think that, or most people think that we can't leave the atmosphere, that like a rocket ship like could not go into space.
Right.
Or if it did, that it's like a top secret that it has to go through the North or South Pole to exit, that like that's still like the way out, Sims Hole style.
Wow, that is so wild.
You're just like bending over backwards to make your theory kind of hold, you know?
It's a real disappointment that this is what Sims holes are and it's not some sort of sexual proclivity on like an early aughts computer game.
I know. I wish that it was. It's spelled different though. S-Y. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Modern belief in hollow earth is like a little tougher to pin down because, as I've said many times, it's incredibly broad and it encompasses all kinds of shit, such as like the northern lights are actually like the inner sun shining through the Sims holes at the North and South Pole, creating like, or that some kind of like heat or like light element from inside the earth is shining out.
Sure. All right. I mean, okay.
Yeah, maybe. And
maybe
people also like talk about that maybe Nazis escaped to the inside of the earth because they did have a program to study if it was possible to enter the earth through a cave in Antarctica. So like that was being looked into.
I love Antarctica just becoming like an entry point. That's just so silly to me.
I know, it's really wild. But so a lot of people, not a lot of people, but like some branches of hollow earthers think that there is like a white supremacist cult that lives inside of the earth and occasionally pops out and meddles in things.
How does this have to like tie back to white supremacy? It's so crazy.
I know. It always does. I think probably because like conspiracy theories are so attached to fears. And I think that the underlying fear of white people or of those in position of power is that there's a secret way that they're going to lose their power. Like it's just paranoia of people in power, I think, if I had to guess.
Or vice versa, that people who are, you know, emboldened and who are like, you know, pro white power and all of the things are like, we have like secret forces, like the, you know, the universe is on our side kind of energy.
Well, and honestly, kind of no matter what side you fall on, like morally, politically, et cetera, you could work this. Like, you could make it work for you, no matter what your beliefs are, really, as far as
interesting
being racist or not.
right. Yeah, well.
So, amongst most believers, the inside of the Hollow Earth is a lush tropical paradise that very likely, very, very likely, houses advanced races or a race of humans / aliens / giants. And people will talk about Agartha, which is the name for this utopia inside the Earth. You can do more of your own research on that. We didn't have time to talk all about Agartha today, but in most scenarios, the inhabitants of Agartha are the descendants of ancient races, such as the Lemurians, which is also tied to lizard people. And I don't know that Lemurians were ever a real people. I think they are a fictional people, if I'm correct.
Sure.
Or our boy Clough from earlier, he believes that the lost 10 tribes of Israel were in there and that they were guided through the North Polar opening by God himself. Whew. Clough also says of these people.
It's always dark when people are like, this has been blessed by a big man in the sky.
Isn't
and
it?
And you're like, what? Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And generally, he characterizes these people as peace-loving and advanced far beyond our own. So just to call back to aliens again, like if there's people inside the Earth, they must be more advanced than us. He says they have flying saucer technology. They live lives of perfect health, the length of Methuselah. I believe Methuselah lived to be 900 years old, just a biblical Old Testament figure in case you were unsure.
Sure, why not? Go off, yes.
Yeah, so Raymond Clough, is that his name? Raymond? God, I can never remember his first name.
Well, you know.
Our boy Clough, who is the lead...
Our boy Clough, I'll accept.
Lead Hollow Earther, believes that. So he ties all of his alien feelings into Hollow Earth as well.
Interesting. The alien stuff, I feel like, is the stuff I had a little bit more of a sense of, but I didn't understand that also there being like a hollow earth in some ways, or like the internal earth being just like different than science has told us for however long. It's so interesting to me that there are like a bunch of different theories for it. Mm-hmm. That people are like, science is wrong, and here's my factual interpretation of what is quote-unquote true.
It's almost like Christianity. There's like just
Oh my god. It's like, well, we've got the Catholics and we've got the Lutherans and we've got the Presbyterians,
the Baptists, oh my the god, Pentecostals.
Ooh. I'm obsessed with that comparison.
Yeah,
wow,
I didn't
love
that
it.
Just came to me. Yeah, wow.
Well, you, that's called an epiphany, Jamie. Something it must is. Have been come from the Lord. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Atlas Obscura. I would like to now spend a little more quality time with Clough. So,
okay, Cluffy, let's go.
We're going to dig into these modern Hollow Earth vibes. And
these modern times.
Clough is actively currently working to put together a North Pole expedition. And he hosts a website, which is where I began my research for this episode. And
of course,
Austin, are you in a position to open up a website to describe to our listeners?
I would truly love nothing more. I love it when I get to open a web browser and just really give a quick impression of the visuals. Go on.
So, and I encourage you to follow along as well if you are not driving, but this is going to be ourhollowearth.com.
Ourhollowearth.com. I just got put on a watch list, okay? And I want you to know, when you type this into the subject bar, I haven't even hit search yet, the heading for it, you know how a website can have like its title mm-hmm. is just "Our Earth is Hollow!" exclamation point. So
yep, world top
okay,
secret.
Okay, wow. You go wow. This is I've gone to the website. It guys, it looks like you made it in middle school in the aughts. It's an all black background, which,
in black.
Remember when we all thought that was cool? Mm-hmm. With exclusively Times New Roman text.
Some of it's yellow.
And it's in an upsetting, just bright yellow color for the most part. And the links are in red. And it reads, the title of this page says, "World Top Secret, Our Earth is Hollow." And we got some more text. And then there is a picture of the Earth with like a weird misty green ring that looks like kind of glow sticky, kind mm-hmm. of floating on it. And then it has an enter here and you like can click. But they do give us the gist that it says located at 85 degrees north and south latitude are polar openings that lead into the hollow interior of our planet where the lost 10 tribes of Israel today dwell. Wow, this is insane. Okay. In perfect harmony with lifespans equal to those of the Methuselahs of the Bible, who only desire is to live in peace. They're flying saucers in defense of their... Okay, there. This is
on the landing page. This is the welcome page before you enter the website.
I haven't even entered the site yet, y'all. Okay. Their flying saucers in defense of their country at times are seen on our surface world. They do not come to destroy. They are waiting, .. Waiting for us to discover that world peace is the answer, not without God, but with, in capital, Him. We must prepare for their return. That's written in white for a little emphasis. Then it says, see the evidence. Look at the possibilities. Consider those who have gone there, and you will discover truths that have been hidden from the foundation of the world. And then there's a hyperlink in red that says, click here to learn about the terrestrial paradise that is our hollow earth.
So you enter the website, and I do want to briefly mention that yesterday, and this is longer...
And it takes us... It's taking me to a link that is a video at nasa.gov?
Oh, okay, so it did do it for you. It wouldn't do that for me today. So you clicked on the Earth, right?
I clicked on the Earth. It goes to nasa.gov.
But it's and then broken, it takes right? You,
it's a... Yeah, it's a broken link, but it's nasa.gov, and then it has like a... what looks like it's going to play like a, you know, video within that website, mm-hmm. and then it... cannot display it, tries to load whatever this nasa.gov is that has also, you know, if you click into it, like, you know, many more characters, and then it's a broken link. It's unable to play the video. But I'm so curious as to what they could possibly be trying to direct us to on NASA's website.
I know. And that's something that has come and gone this week. So like it was not there like on Tuesday.
Oh, they're being watched.
And then it was
they're
there
being watched.
Yesterday. And then I couldn't get that like, when I click on the Earth, it just takes me into the website now. Like, so I don't know. But when you enter the website, you get like a little picture of Rodney up top that he clearly took
in his
home.
I can't get into
the
website. I can only get to this broken NASA.
Oh, click the at the bottom below the Earth.
Oh, now I see Rodney. I'm on this page. He looks like your high school math teacher.
Yeah. Yeah, he absolutely does. Mm-hmm. So he introduces himself, and as mentioned, if you wanted to know about the history of those who have gone into the Hollow Earth before, there is a whole page of convoluted stories from throughout history of people saying that they went to the inside of the Earth. So that's kind of a fun browse.
Listen, according to this, it's a terrestrial paradise where the original Garden of Eden is located today. All the tribes of Israel live there, where the political kingdom of God is located. It's also where the lost Viking colonies of Greenland migrated to.
Oh, my.
Where vanquished Germans escaped to after World War II, where flying saucers come from, where people live to be hundreds of years old in perfect health, where peace and prosperity exists for everyone, where a real-life Jurassic Park exists with, and I quote, exotic animals, and... where heaven is located, and then in parentheses, the inner sun. What?
Wow. Yep. So on the about the author page, I'd like to read you a part of a paragraph.
I just can't believe we've got the Garden of Eden, Viking colonies, the political kingdom of God,
yep.
escaped Germans, literal heaven, and Jurassic Park.
So this one thing kind of brought all that together for me, made me okay. understand Rodney a little more. On the about the author page, the second paragraph tells us that after graduating from high school, Mr. Clough served a full-time mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Mexico, where he met his wife. Anyway, they get married and they stay Mormon. And I just wanted to call out that, like, in the way that me growing up evangelical, like, laid the groundwork for some adult magical thinking, I wonder if being raised Mormon, like Latter-day Saint, could sure. prime him for some of this thinking, because there is like thinking in Mormonism that like there was another tribe of Israel that was in America, and like that there's lineage through that, and then there's like all the stuff about having your own planet after you die and the celestial right. kingdom. And so I don't, there's like some space themes and some like alternative history of like Jewish people that's kind of already happening for him before he like even is an adult. And so I just thought that that was interesting.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it feels like a likely origin story, or certainly something that helped fan the flames, if you will.
Yeah, just a potential, just an interesting note. So my favorite part of this website is, if I could have you click on the bottom tab that's titled Virtual City of Light.
You know I will. I'm going. Okay. I'm there.
You're redirected to a new site. Integrity and
prosperity for all.
And this was very confusing to me. And after reading all through it, I learned that this is an online community of people who are paying into some kind of collective fund and planning to move to the inner earth. Like, that is their goal. And they are...
Wow, this is like, what the fuck was that? The weirdest realism. Movie of all time with Matt Damon.
Oh, with Matt Damon?
Where it's like, it's where they shrink people.
I have no idea. I don't know. Idea.
Don't quote me on this. Anyway.
But so the Virtual City of Light, when you land on this page, it tells you that the Virtual City of Light will be our home, where we can work together in harmony. Prosperity can be achieved for all. Personal integrity is the rule that we live by. Maximum individual achievement can be realized. Advanced technologies can be developed. Families can flourish in happiness together. And abundance exists for all. And I'm just like, you haven't been there.
Hmm.
But my favorite is when you... there's a city charter you can read through, but what I like is the Become a Citizen page. And so I'd just like to share this with you. They tell us that if you would like to become a citizen of the Virtual City of Light, you can do so on this page by clicking the Join Now button at the bottom and filling out the account creation page. By becoming a citizen of the Virtual City of Light, you will commit, you will commit on your personal honor to abide by the laws of the Virtual City of Light.
What are these laws?
They're on a different page. Pay a,
of course.
Pay a voluntary income tax to the Virtual City of Light on 10% of your gross salaried income and 10% on the net of your business income. Your voluntary your voluntary income tax payment will give you voting status in the Virtual City of Light. You will receive from the Virtual City of Light a receipt for taxes paid in the form of new money issued by the Virtual City of Light called lights in the same amount.
No. As I'm like, well, if you give us chips, we'll turn them into tokens. Like, what?
Absolutely. No. This will more than double your income in every 10-year period. And I'm not really sure how they figured that out.
I mean, the same way they figured out the earth is hollow. They were like, you know how math works? We made up different rules. This is how you double your income by paying us.
You'll accept payment in the currency of the virtual light for taxes paid and products and services you sell to citizens in the Virtual City of Light. post to the virtual city.
They're like, we're scammers. Are you a scammer? Would you like to scam this same database?
This is like when we talked about OneCoin, when we talked about cryptocurrency, how like people purchased OneCoin, but then like you couldn't really buy anything with it. And so it was just all these people like selling it to each other. It's a closed loop. So, yeah, then you can vote for city officials and you could vote for expenditures on what the money should go toward. And I'm just like, is this online? Because it feels like it's message boards, but they are also literally like pushing for writing like letters to Congress about our planning a trip to the North Pole. And they had one scheduled.
To the North Pole to see Santa.
Absolutely. They had one scheduled a few years ago and it got canceled because like, there were many people on who were supposed to go on the expedition who fell like seriously ill, like with like life threatening conditions, and one man died. So it was just
like on the trip?
No, before, like in the time leading up to when they were supposed
to leave. That's so random. That's what they said.
Well, that's according to
them.
It's according to several articles, but the citation on all of those is this website. So this is all according to Rodney Clough.
Yeah, Rodney, I don't know about you, bruh.
I don't know, but he is the top dog in modern Hollow Earth shit. So I just thought that was weird that it took a turn into like a sort of like cult adjacent area. I really didn't see that coming.
Yeah, that it did. It did become like a full cult slash like pyramid scheme very quickly.
It did. It did. And I think that it's interesting like how obsessed he is with like the lost 10 tribes of Israel being in there. And again, just like the usual Jewish segue, like what is it that people are obsessed with inserting Jewish people slash Jewish history into conspiracy theories in both flattering and unflattering ways?
It's wild. It's wild.
And not even, it's not flattering. It's fetishizing. So there's that. But,
for sure. Absolutely.
But yeah, there's just so many, like, I'm not going to derail. But Nazis also believe that a white super race lived inside. Again, that's for another time when we do the Nazis traveling to Antarctica bit.
I mean, truly. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So in conclusion, to believe in Hollow Earth, we must disagree with seismic data about the Earth's density and composition. However, as I mentioned, there was that hole that like never got dug. So like we don't have like a piece of the inside of the Earth to test, but like we're sending waves at it to try to tell what it is. And
we've done some stuff. There's some good science.
Yeah.
They've been noodling. Mm-hmm.
There is some stuff that's like, it's citation needed here, but there is maybe like an enormous ocean that's been detected under the Earth's crust in like the Russia-Asia area of the Earth right now. And the article that I was reading about this is maybe not like the most credible, but I did also hear about it on a podcast. So it's at least popular conspiracy theory.
Minimum.
So people will be like having buzz about that there might be this ocean that's like larger than the Atlantic and the Pacific combined underneath like Eurasia and the North Pole, which would perhaps support some of Hollow Earth stuff, but like also maybe not, because there could be like an oceanic plate trapped under there, if I know anything about Earth science, which I don't.
Which you don't. None of us know anything about Earth science. Didn't we tell you that at the top of the episode, Laura Bush? Okay.
But I do think that you can believe in Hollow Earth theory if you're like open to, and this is I think where I'm at, like I'm open to flaws in the theory of gravity, because like things are ever changing. We're always learning new science. We're always being like, oh, well, that one part of what we thought was totally real is absolutely incorrect. And so who's to say that we don't like learn some new things about gravity and like electromagnetism in the next 100 years that show us?
Yeah,
that
I think
maybe,
that's fair.
Yeah, I'm open to that. That electromagnetic forces could be confused in this mess.
Yeah, I still don't think that like the Earth would be hollow. Maybe they'd be like, oh, it's not nickel, it's cadmium or something, you know what I mean?
It's asbestos. It's just an asbestos
planet.
It's
just asbestos. It's literally the center of the Earth is full of asbestos and lead paint, just like the dark apartments of yesteryear, you know?
Wow, it's actually hell. Yeah, so I also feel that like Hollow Earth is so prevalent or like makes its way into a lot of stuff because it's a really fun, like flexible, imaginative theory. Like it's very,
it is a fun thing to explore in the idea of like journey to the center of the earth. There's a reason they made movies. It's a fun idea.
And the reason why people keep trying to like make this relevant, like keep trying to make Hollow Earth a thing, you know, like even though we're past it. Yeah, because it activates like our fears and also imagination, like depending on who you are. So after this discussion, any other conclusions or final questions before I ask you one more thing?
I don't think so. I like to come in hot as the skeptic at the beginning. You're like, do you believe that the earth is hollow? And I was like, well, how do we know it's what they said? But I will say, I don't know, based on the like my sliver of a chance that it wasn't hollow that I gave it at the beginning, based on who's really advocating for hollow stuff, I feel like even less interested in this being true. I'm just like, come on, bruh.
So you would say that you want to believe even less after this?
Yes, absolutely.
You both based believe on and people want trying to fill it less. With
Israelites. I don't, and like Germans from World War II and what literal heaven, like, listen, all of it, ideologies weird. The lost, I would hang out with the lost Vikings though, like that sounds tight,
or the dinos maybe, yeah,
as long as Jeff Goldblum's there.
He would always be there. There's also that movie Time Machine that I've referenced several times on this podcast.
Wow.
Where yeah, a man goes inside the earth, and maybe I'll watch that later tonight. This is not an aside for everyone. This is an aside for me. I'm sorry. But
enjoy it.
I feel after doing this research about the same as I felt before, which is that I kind of fucking wish that this was real. That would be really cool and fun and magical, but also it would get like weirdly weaponized and it would...
Yeah, if it were hollow and we could get in there, I don't want to know what Elon Musk would be trying to build in the center that somehow people would let him get away with, you know?
Yeah, or like the warfare of like blowing up the underneath of someone's country. I don't know if that would work, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Fire from below. Yeah. Yikes. Anyway, cool. So that's been Hollow Earth, and I just felt like... in like a why are you like this kind of spirit, I wanted to actually talk through it because it comes up as like a footnote in a lot of other stuff that we talk about. And
okay, go on.
I really expected there to be more science based on how much, like when I was doing the lizard people research last season, how much it was like, and then like they all live in Agartha inside the earth. And how much even like, if you dive down, I guess to go back to QAnon a little bit, but certain branches of like pedophilia in the government theories that are more wild, then loop around to a hollow earth and children being transmitted through these tunnels, like from America to Europe. And that's why like their passports aren't stamped. And so you can really make it about anything. Whew.
That you can. I assume that at the center of the earth, it's where Wayfair stores those bookshelves, you know what
exactly,
I mean?
Exactly. It's the Wayfair warehouse inside. Yes. Inside.
Yes. All right. Along with livestock required. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, cool. So I guess without further ado, shall we cue the vibraphone and pivot to a verbal game?
Cue it.
All right. So tonight's verbal game is a scenario.
I'm listening.
Similar to a choices with rules situation. So let me set the stage. You, Austin Williams, will be going on an expedition to the North Pole with the intent of entering through the Sims hole there and exploring the interior of the Hollow Earth.
Oh, damn.
You will have a group of companions, one of whom will be your leader and one of whom will be your tether slash belaying buddy and lover for the duration of the trip. So you're going to be sleeping with this person at night, having sex with them periodically on the trip. And also anytime you're like climbing or like going down into the cave, like you guys will be roped together for safety. You know how climbers do that.
Okay.
So you got to have a lot of trust in this person. and the crew is limited. So there's only 5 people on this trip, and I'm going to need you to appoint one of these people as your group leader. They're going to be in charge of this mission and everyone's safety. And you're going to choose who's going to be like your buddy, your sexual and belaying buddy. And then the other people are just on the trip with you. And this is your group.
Okay. Okay. They're just like peers and comrades.
They'll
okay.
still be there. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
So these people that you have to choose from are going to be Dan Brown.
Oh, God.
Rodney Clough, author of that website that we just looked at.
Oh, God.
Bill Gates, bringing him back. And I tried to keep it with people who I thought
really
would go.
I really got beat up about my Bill Gates being like, you know, maybe not terrible. Listen, I'm not here to talk about the morals of Bill Gates.
Listen, it's your safety.
Oh, God.
And lastly, on this voyage, so that you're not the only female on the trip, is Sarah Palin. Again, I tried to keep it realistic with who would go on this trip. So yeah, who's going to be in charge? Who's going to lead this group? And who are you going to be with?
Oh my God. Who am I? Oh, I forgot I had to have sex with one of these people. And they'd be like my belaying partner.
So there's like a lot of emotional trust. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's Dan Brown, Rodney, our ringleader, Rodney, Bill Gates, and
Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin. Used to the cold.
She is used to the cold. She can see Russia from her house. Yeah. This is difficult.
Yeah.
These are all poor choices for
Absolutely.
Leaders.
Absolutely.
So I'm gonna pick Sarah.
As the leader?
Yes.
Me too.
Because I think she's the most malleable. Like, I think that I could, you know.
You have really, the most power, perhaps.
I could chum up with her, and like, she's the least, I think, without knowing any of these people, of like probably like an egomaniac who thinks that they're right.
Also, just by being a woman, I think the chances of her being an egomaniac of this group is lower.
Just slightly slimmer. But I got to get in there before like she aligns herself with like Bill or something.
Because she will.
She'll try. And then I never thought I'd say this, but yeah, I think I'm going to fuck Dan Brown.
Me too. Absolutely. And then we're all going to have to keep an eye on Bill Gates on this journey, because he is going to be up to no good. He's trying to get to the center of the earth for his own reasons. And we could be collateral damage, I feel. I don't know.
Listen, I'm not here to speak on Bill Gates. But
that's fine.
I do think Rodney? Mm-hmm. Our man?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he might not have a good belaying partner. He might fall, you know?
Yeah.
Bill might too. You can't know. I don't know.
He might. So one more question. During a particularly perilous leg of this journey, the 5 of you are all tethered.
I also hope Dan Brown, like in our whole journey, like this is what I'll say. I hope he exercises his superpower and like writes me bedtime stories, you know?
Oh, well, and you would definitely, if you all survive and Dan Brown's on this trip, you can be sure that you will be immortalized.
A protagonist in his book?
As a one-dimensional female character in one of his books. Absolutely.
Oh, that feels correct. Yeah.
So, okay.
Protagonist, who am I kidding?
So now you're here with all these people, and it's a really tight spot. It's a hard leg of the journey. The 5 of you are tethered together for safety as you move along a narrow pass. Someone slips. I don't know who. And all 5
Could be
of
Rodney.
You
Go on.
Tumble into the looming cavern below. The rope catches you. All 5 of you are hanging, just hanging, working your way back up. But the rope begins to tear. Too much weight. So who do you cut to drop to their death and save the rest of you?
I think Rodney.
I think I would also probably choose Rodney, even though
he's not
the heaviest, but it would probably still work.
I don't think that he is
additive.
Yeah. Listen, you can have all sorts of qualms with Palin and Bill Gates. And apparently everyone says I don't have enough with Bill Gates. I got plenty with Palin. But I feel like they might like be helpful in some ways. This guy I don't think is going to bring anything to the table at any point.
I feel like the delusion is too high.
Yes, he's too far gone.
Yes, that's what I worry about with him. But yeah, so cool. We've made the same choices and
so interesting. I feel like they were terrible choices to like make. But and yet somehow easier than I would have anticipated.
Me as well. Yeah.
I never thought I'd say I'd have sex with Dan Brown and really be a belaying partner with Sarah Palin. and be like, you know what, my leader, Palin.
Selecting Palin.
I don't know. This is a weird scenario that I hope to never encounter again. God bless.
Yeah, me either. But yeah, so that's all. And I wish that this theory was more substantial, personally. But wow. Check out some diagrams, because they're cool in like a wall art kind of way.
Yeah, you know what? Listen, if you want to hang some Hollow Earth memorabilia in your bathroom, who are we to stop you?
It's nostalgia. Science-adjacent nostalgia.
I want to hear about your science-adjacent nostalgia. Listen, I truly do. And as always, you can let us know about it by finding us on the internet via email at whyareyoulikethispod@gmail.com, on Instagram at whyareyoulikethispod, and on Twitter at WAYLTTweets. Good night, good morning. Good morning to you specifically, Brendan Fraser. Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And don't forget ourhollowearth.com if you want to have a couple fun hours. Pairs well with a blunt. Bye.